agus fáilte roamh go léir. My name is Abby and you are very welcome to my Celtic Corner, where each episode I'll bring you to a faraway land called Ireland. We'll hear about incredible Irish myths and legends, beautiful musical instruments, traditional Irish songs, and maybe even learn some of the Irish language too. Today, we're going to learn about a girl named Bridget, a musical instrument called the tin whistle, and sing a classic Irish song called We Sing a Song for Bridget. So have your ears at the ready while I take you back in time to a land of legends. Many years ago, there was a girl named Bridget who met the patron saint of Ireland, Saint Patrick. Soon after meeting Saint Patrick, Bridget wanted to found her own monastery. She decided that the edge of the Curra in Kildare was the ideal place. It had ample oak forests for firewood and building, fresh water in a nearby lake, and a large, fertile open plain for growing food. She approached the King of Leinster and she asked him to give her land in Kildare so she could build her monastery. The king refused, as he was not one to part with hard-won land. She was not to be deterred, and Bridget and her friends and followers hoped that the king would change his mind and that his heart would soften. The second time she asked the king, she had an idea. Bridget asked the king for as much land as her cloak would cover. Amused by this request, the king agreed and met her on the plains of Kildare. When the king saw Bridget's small cloak, he laughed out loud, but was soon to be sorry for doing so. Bridget took off her cloak and asked four of her followers to take hold of a corner. She had them each walk in four different directions: north, east, south, and west. As they walked away from Bridget, the cloak grew and grew and grew until it covered many hundreds of acres. The king was astonished, but he kept his word and granted her the lands for her monastery. On this land, Bridget founded one of Ireland's earliest monasteries around the year 470. Bridget's monastery is often referred to as the Church of the Oak. The King of Leinster was so taken by this miracle that he became a patron of Bridget's, funding buildings and providing food and other necessities. She became so beloved in Ireland that a cathedral was dedicated to St. Bridget, and it still stands on the site to this day, next to a wonderful round tower. And if you stand on the top of the tower, you can look over all of the land that was covered by St. Bridget's cloak. Much like St. Patrick, who we celebrate with St. Patrick's Day on the 17th of March every year, in Ireland we also celebrate St. Bridget with her own day on the 1st of February. This day also marks the first day of spring in Ireland. When we celebrate St. Bridget, people all across Ireland create distinctive Bridget crosses made out of reeds that you find in grass. They are dried out and placed above the doorways of homes, which many believe will protect them, and I think that's quite a nice tradition. One Irish instrument that I'd like to introduce you to is the tin whistle. It's a thin piece of pipe with six holes in it and a plastic mouthpiece that you blow through like a recorder, which makes an airy, whistly sound. You change the sound by covering the holes with your fingers. Take a listen to this. This instrument is extremely popular in Ireland, as it's small and can fit in most bags, so you can bring it wherever you go. This is especially handy for impromptu sing-songs that tend to happen quite a lot in Ireland at parties and gatherings. A lot of children who live in Ireland will learn to play a few simple songs on the tin whistle while they're in elementary school, or primary school as we say in Ireland. Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Mary Had a Little Lamb are very popular songs to learn. While students in Ireland learn songs on the tin whistle, they're also taught songs without instruments, so that they can sing whenever they want. One such song is about the wonderful St. Bridget, and the chorus goes like this. We sing a song to Bridget. Bridget brings the spring. Awake beckons all the fields and the flowers and calls the birds to sing. Let's sing the chorus one more time together. We sing a song to Bridget. Bridget brings the spring, awakens all the fields and the flowers and calls the birds to sing. See if you can sing it with me. And if you can't remember the words, don't worry, you can just hum. We sing a song to Bridget. Bridget brings the spring, awakens all the fields and the flowers and calls the birds to sing. All were welcome at her door, no one was turned away. She loved the poor, the sick and the sore, she helped them on their way. We sing a song to Bridget. Bridget brings the spring, awakens all the fields and the flowers and calls the birds to sing. She laid her cloak out on the ground and watched it grow and grow. It wells in streams and fields of green, St. Bridget's blessings flow. We sing a song to Bridget. Bridget brings the spring, awakens all the fields and the flowers and calls the birds to sing. Wow, that was fun. We learned all about St. Bridget and her incredible cloak, the humble tin whistle and how to sing her song. Fantastic work. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes of Abby's Celtic Corner, where we'll be heading back to Ireland for more stories, music and fun. Gurv míle maith agaibh agus slán go fóill. Abby's Celtic Corner is a production of the International Children's Arts Network. You can learn more at icanradio.org. Special thanks to producer Sarah Zwinkless. Production assistance provided by Stephen Joynson and Kevin Wims. This episode featured the tin whistle performed by Kevin Wims. The executive producer is Suzanne Nance, and I'm your host, Abby Malloy.